Where have all the honeybees gone?
Well, George, I continue to follow this disappearing honeybee phenomenon, and I have the sad news to report that when hives in Toronto and Saskatchewan, Canada, were opened up in the last week of March, at least 40% had either disappeared or, in another strange twist of this mystery, in some Canadian hives, thousands of bee bodies were found dead in the hives.
See, that's a first, because when you reported last time, the bee bodies, the carcasses, whatever they are, they weren't in the hives.
Well, and that is in the majority of cases, including in Toronto. But some were stuffed with dead bees. Now, this is another interesting part of the Toronto situation, because we're going to talk about other places. The bees, where there were hives that were loaded with dead bodies, they ranged from dry and desiccated, which means that they had to have been dead for a long time, all the way up in the same hive to what one of the beekeepers called a fresh body, meaning he thought it had only been dead for a few days. That means death over a huge timeline here. And we know that the Pennsylvania beekeepers that I was talking with Dave Hackenberg in the Coast last month, and he had found all of his the empty hives that he had, and made the point that even the baseboards of the hives were completely devoid of anything. Everything was empty. Well, if we go to Europe, the UK's Telegraph newspaper just recently reported that from meetings in the EU, at least 9 countries are now reporting massive disappearances of honeybees, similar to the colony collapse disorder that American beekeepers started reporting last fall. And the countries that were listed by UK's Telegraph with disappearances now are Spain and Poland, which we knew about earlier, now Greece, Croatia, Switzerland, Italy, Portugal, Germany, and England. And to everyone's surprise, in the UK, where genetically modified crops have been resisted and beekeeping is on a smaller scale with less pesticide use than in the United States, honey beekeepers in London opened up hives the end of March, and they found at least half of their hives missing, just gone, no bodies anywhere. And in the early first week of April, I talked with the chairman of the London Beekeepers Association, John Chappell, and he said, this is a quote, "In London, we normally expect to have 10% to 20% losses every winter in our bees. But this year, at the last meeting of London members, loads of people reported far more than the normal percentage. And in talking around, they all came up with the same thing that is happening. The bees just disappeared. There were no dead bees to look at, so we had nothing to examine. And they all had plenty of stores," which is the English way for saying honey. "They had plenty of honey left. And a phenomenon that we cannot understand is that they don't appear to be robbed out by other bees." Well, that is exactly what Dave Hackenberg said in his own voice on Coast before, when he said the thing that struck him was that when he opened up his hives and found not a single bee body anywhere, but there was all of that honey and the pollen, and that the wax moths and the beetles did not come as they normally would as opportunists to get that honey, suggesting that there might be something toxic in the hive itself, in the honey that is left, or something about the hive that was left by the bees before they all disappeared. Now, finally, Congress is beginning to pay attention to the colony collapse disorder. On March 29th, the House Subcommittee on Horticulture and Organic Agriculture held a meeting in Washington, D.C. with several of the scientists, beekeepers, and other agencies involved in researching this phenomenon. Dr. Diana Cox Foster, professor of entomology at Penn State in College Park, Pennsylvania, told me that the situation in Ontario and Saskatchewan, Canada, was discussed, in which there have been massive disappearances of bees there, as well as this complication of why is it that some beekeepers in Ontario opened up hives and had both the dry desiccated, the fresh dead, in some of the hives, but not all. And the Brent Halsall, the president of the Ontario Beekeepers Association in Greeley, Ontario, said that he was so surprised when he opened up his own hives and found this kind of mixed signal, which nobody understands. We know that the colony collapse disorder has been characterized by the complete disappearance, but mixed with complete disappearance, they have had the presence of bodies. And now Diana Cox Foster and other scientists are going to try to get bodies from Canada. They're in the process of doing this so that they can add them to the bodies that they have retrieved from Florida, Pennsylvania, and California to study. And I have learned that the science is taking some fascinating directions. Back on October 25th, 2006, which interestingly enough, that is the same month that the beekeepers in Pennsylvania and Florida were reporting these massive disappearances.
Right.
October 2006, a research consortium supported by the National Human Genome Research Institute announced for the very first time in human history the publication of what they call a high-quality draft genome sequence of the Western honeybee. And they found that its genome is more similar to humans than any insect sequence so far. And why is this important? What they are now going to try to do at two institutions, the only two in the United States that have this ability, is research at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign and the U.S. Department of Agriculture's lab in Beltsville, Maryland. They have laboratories there where they're going to try what they call microarray analysis, and this is taking this brand new genome sequence of the bee, only 6 months old, and they are going to now try to imagine in your mind, they've got some frozen healthy bees done for science in one of the labs from 7 years ago, and they're going to lay out the sentence, the genome of that bee, let's say, on one side of the table. Then they're going to take the genomes from the Pennsylvania, from the Florida, and from the California bees, and they hope to add Canada, and they want to lay those genomes out and compare them to what they have from healthy bees 7 years ago. And this is amazing. They are hoping that in this very refined, sophisticated test, that they're going to be able to see if the colony collapse disorder bees have been exposed to some kind of pesticide or fungal toxin or other poisonous substance that might leave a footprint in the genomes. And the way and why this would happen. When a human or a bee or an earth life is exposed to poison, it can turn on or turn off certain genes, and in the process produce proteins that might be made to combat the poison. And what they're hoping is, because right now, George, bottom line, nobody has an answer to all of these massive bee disappearances, and they are now going to this microarray analysis, hoping that the genome of the bees themselves might have this footprint that could point them in the direction of some toxic assault, if that is what might have happened.